Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The legislature is debating House Bill 1051. It's a bill that seeks to put in place certain documentation requirements for abortions in the state. It also seeks to add penalties for doctors not providing aggressive medical care when an attempted abortion ends in a live birth. Infanticide is already illegal in South Dakota and every other U.S. state. Current South Dakota law bans abortions after 20 weeks, except in cases of life endangerment or severely compromised health. A fetus is generally not considered viable before that time. The debate in the House Health and Human Services Committee illustrates a serious medical situation, emotional, political issues, and messaging, and frustration.
Before we get into the bill, I want to make clear that the bill as amended has nothing to do with a woman's ability to choose to have an abortion. The context of this bill is that the abortion has already occurred. Okay, so this has nothing to do with a woman's ability to choose. Next, I just want to give you a little bit of historic context. The concept of this bill was first passed in South Dakota in the late 70s. Roe v. Wade was passed in 73, and just a few years later, South Dakota was one of the first states to adopt legislation to protect babies that are born alive as a result of a botched abortion. But we've not updated our laws from the late 70s until now. In the meantime, some 35 states have developed some degree of born alive protections. And of the 35, 16 have similar top level protections as this bill proposes. So I want to just walk you through a little bit of the bill. So Section 1 provides the foundation of the bill. Beginning on line 11, the bill requires that, quote, the same means and medical skills and treatment provided a child born alive consistent with accepted standards of medical practice for treatment of a child at that child's particular stage of gestation must be employed and provided to every child born alive immediately following an abortion or an attempted abortion. So, what does that mean? It means that the baby born alive after an abortion must be treated the same, using the same, quote, accepted standards of medical practice as a baby of the same gestational stage that's born alive from a non-abortion procedure. To continue just walking down the bill, the next paragraph provides a definition of born alive. Section 2 establishes civil penalties and disciplinary action. Section 3 is pretty much cleanup until we get down to lines 12 to 16. Those lines establish reporting requirements. And you know, without reporting requirements, we really don't know how many babies in South Dakota are born alive. There are states that track that data, and in 2020, the last year that data is available, we know there were a total of 37 born alive aborted babies among those states. We'd like to know what's happening here in South Dakota, so that's why that language is included.
Okay, thank you. Representative Healy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the sponsor. Thank you. Do we know how often this actually happens in South Dakota, and are there any documented cases of this ever happening in our state?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
Thank you for the excellent question. So the purpose of implementing tracking requirements is to know if it happens here. We know that it happens elsewhere in states that do track it. We had testimony that CDC has tracked numbers across the nation. But we just don't know in South Dakota, and that's why we want to track it.
Is there any other proponent testimony? We have probably about 2 minutes left.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Debbie Pease, and I'm a registered lobbyist for Family Heritage Alliance Action, and we stand in support of House Bill 1051. We would hope that no baby born alive would ever be denied life-saving care in South Dakota. Because of the reporting requirements in other states, we do know that some babies survive abortions. If there ever is a case where a viable baby is born alive and denied appropriate medical care in our state, this law will give us an avenue, a tool, to bring those responsible for denying that care to justice. So we urge your support of House Bill 1051. Thank you.
Is there any other proponent testimony? Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, committee, Mr. Chair. I was not going to testify, but I was thinking back to 15 years ago, and I was sitting in a legislative committee, and abortion survivor testified 15 years ago, and I still remember the exact words. The words were, I have as much right to live as you do. And so what I would say is, if you vote yes, you agree with that. If you vote no, you're denying the abortion survivor the right to live. That's what the vote no says. Thank you.
Is there any opponent testimony?
Dean Krogman, and I represent the State Medical Association. And I honestly wasn't going to testify, but then, because it's getting ridiculous. But then when you start saying $100,000 fine, civil lawsuit, when we have laws on the books that says, I mean, our liability laws are $500,000. There's only 8 states that have passed this. They cannot, the health department does report. They're required to report. Why aren't they here? Why wouldn't any one of you require the Department of Health to say, what are you reporting? Because they would tell you they report. And to say they don't is not right. They know those are reported. Abortions are reported. They're required. The ethics of a physician. My God, the ethics of a physician to not help to save a life. A vote yes on this is your pro-life. And nobody will ever say then that you're pro-choice. This stuff gets down to elections, politics, and it's too bad. I am pro-life as much as anybody. But when do you stop? When do you stop being afraid of standing up for what you individually know? Which one of you read that page and a half amendment? When I was in the legislature, when amendments came, we would send them back and say, come back next year when you got it figured out. Much less an amendment, page and a half amendment, coming the same day or the day before you. I would ask you to defer this bill so I can at least have my professionals look at it. Changing a bill to the extent that this bill is changed, I don't care. You got to respect this process, folks. You got to respect the process. And if you don't read the bills, how can you vote on them? I never saw this until 6:30 last night. Do you know they made reference to Section 2? Do you know Section 2 was struck in that amendment? And yet reference to Section 2 today in one of the proponents' testimony. My opposition, number one, health department should be here to defend themselves. It was mentioned twice in this bill. Do you know that? They ought to. But they're tired of this. Because we just vote because of what was said. A vote yes means you're pro-life. How many times do you have to say it? Who are you trying to impress other than the voting public? Comes every year. You cannot have an abortion after 13 and a half weeks in this state. It's illegal. That is the law in this state. So what does this bill mean? Put it on the books, fine, it'll never happen. Simon's Law, put it on the books, it'll never happen. It doesn't happen because of the ethics and the laws that exist today for physicians to practice. It's hard. Your job is hard because of the legislation, the number of bills you have to look at. And you have to understand the consequences of what you do. You know what? You can pass this bill. There's not going to be any consequences because it doesn't happen. You'll make a statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
House Bill 1051 passed in committee by a vote of 10-3. It was approved on the floor of the House 59-8. It goes now to the State Senate for consideration. You can hear the complete hearing testimony at SD.net and follow the South Dakota Legislature link in the Meeting Archives section.